And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, Reading. Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. This is Carl Bott, and I can't hear myself. Okay, I'm hearing myself now. Okay. Welcome to Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, here on the Station of Action. So, today I'm being joined by my new producer, off and on producer, Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm having a tough time hearing myself in my earphones. Am I turned on all the way here? Because I was hearing everything else. There I go. You might want to turn that down now. I'm ready again. And of course, I'm joined here with my partner in life and my bride, Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey. you know how I am. I'm always bright, bushy tailed, and ready to go. We have a great show.
It is. Lots happening.
For you and some very special studio guests.
I have a very special guest, but I want to save that. I want you all to savor that, but there's a couple of things we need to say first. Harry, I think that's your name. Harry, you called in last week, and then you called my office, and you had something to say about logging. It was garbled on my, not from you, but on my voice message machine there. Call me again at 241-2682, and we'll set up that time. I know you wanted to talk about logging, so please give me a call again at 241-2682 because it's a great subject. I think we need to talk about it. Now, a couple of things have happened. One is that people are coughing. I mean, we got colds around here. The other thing, though, is we've got a new sponsor. It's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And it's a local man here, Jeff Wurst, and he's a Reading, you know, born and raised, and you know, a veteran, and he's got his own business there. And I am more than happy to have him as a sponsor because this man is an expert. He doesn't go out there just to sell you a new windshield. He goes out there to save your windshield. You can listen to the ad, but the thing is, he can repair spots in your windshield that are as big as a quarter. And he won't say this, but sometimes larger than that, and cracks up to 24 inches, and he guarantees his work. In other words, he guarantees that he can save that. And if he can't, he'll tell you. Say, I can't do that, and he'll send you on to somebody, you know, to do something else. But he has it, and he treats it a special way. It goes to his shop, and like I said, he guarantees his work. He's a great guy, and, you know, he's built his business up. So
Rides a Harley.
73 Harley. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, Jeff's been around, but he's a great guy. And like I said, he can save your windshield, he can save your money, and he can save your windshield. And just listen to the ad and give him a call. I mean, I don't know about you, but before I knew Jeff, it cost me $400 for a windshield. And I've got a $500, of course, deductible on my insurance. And, of course, the windshield costs $400. And you know what? It's an aftermarket windshield that they put in. Not that it's not a good windshield, but it's an aftermarket one. And if we'd gotten to Jeff first there at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, we could have done something. Anyway.
Good guy.
So okay. On to my latest rants here. Okay. First of all, great victory for parents. The California courts went back in and said, guess what? You can homeschool your kids. It is legal. So
Yay. There.
Yay. You know, it was a lot of people had weighed in. The California Appeals Court has reversed its February decision. And they said now is that, yes, indeed, homeschooling is legal in California, despite what it had said earlier. That's probably because they've been threatened with hanging, you know, the cars have been set on fire, and Schwarzenegger, you know, called them names. How you could take away homeschooling from people, I don't understand. Again, it's the courts trying to rule and take care of our families. Instead of letting us take care of our families, you know, oh, no, you can't homeschool your children. We want you to send them into a school that won't teach them as much, or it's dangerous there. Now, I'm not saying all homeschooling is great, and there's got to be some checks and balances on this, of course. But to say you can't homeschool your children is wrong, which is why they reversed themselves. So that's great.
Well, it's along the lines of a whole show about dumbing down. our children today.
Yeah, you know, and there's a bunch of things that have been happening in the you know, in the news. Like I'm sure you've heard. Of course, a lot of you may just be waking up right now to my voice, which is in itself kind of scary. Is that Joe Biden has been chosen by Barack Obama to be his vice presidential running mate. Joe Biden's been around a long time. Joe Biden ran for president this time, or ran to be his party's nominee. I think some of his famous statements were, Barack Obama is not ready to be president. I like that one. I saw that one because that's the newest McCain ad. They just used Biden's words. And Biden's other statements was, I respect John McCain, and I would run with John McCain or run against him and think that was an honor. So that's McCain's new ad. Anyway, so Joe Biden is now going to run with Barack Obama. And Biden's been around, and he's got a good foreign relations background. He's been in the Senate since the 80s. He ran before to try and run for president, and he got really hammered because it was found he had plagiarized his final exams or something at his university. It's, you know, and that came out. Joe Biden. You're going to hear a lot more of that in the future, I'm sure. You know, some of the things that worry me, and we talk about it, is our loss of individual freedoms and how people are going to be. And trust me, here in the next few months, you're going to hear a lot of that from me and from other people about we have individual freedoms. And one of our freedoms, one of our most important freedoms that we have, is the ability to vote, to have a secret ballot. And that, to me, is so important. And how you could take that away from people is extraordinary. But it seems like there's a bill that's going on in Congress, and it hasn't been voted on yet. However, you have, from what I understand, Senator Obama is backing this, along with quite a few of the Democrats. It's called the Employee Free Choice Act. Would reform the nation's basic labor laws by requiring employers to recognize a union after a majority of the workers sign cards authorizing union representation. Now, what's the thing about this? Is that the cards don't have to be, and this is so, you know, people vote on whether they can have a union or not. Well, the thing about it is, part of this is that it's no longer secret. The union organizers can come to you and say, here, sign the card or don't sign the card. Well, talk about coercion. That's like saying, you know, okay, if you don't sign the card and just so happens that your car gets all of its tires removed that day. And, you know, I know people, unions wouldn't do that. Well, yeah, yes, unions would do that. But it takes away a person's freedom to vote. And, you know, this has been in the paper back and forth, but if indeed this is true, and I believe it is from everything I've read, is how can you back something like that? I mean, do you owe the unions that much so that you take away their people's right to vote? And you have to also understand, too, is that some of these things say is that unions have to give, that members of the union have to give money to their political action fund so that the union can then use this money to campaign or use it for whatever they want. Well, what if you don't agree with what the union's saying? Why should you have to give your money to that? I don't understand this. I don't understand why you should be forced to have to do things that goes against what you believe in. And this leads to so many other things, like doctors who do not want to perform an abortion. It is against their moral code. Yet they're trying to force them into it. If you're not going to perform this abortion, then by God, you can't be a doctor anymore. Well, you know what? If you're not taking government money, how can the government say anything about that? This is a person's moral code. All right. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We've got some people on the phone, and then we're going to come back to a very special guest that I will be introducing. So this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, 221-1402. Join us on the other side. Line is 221-1402. Let's go to the phones. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. You guys know what time it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we know every Saturday what time it is. I've got a big clock here.
And good morning to you too, Linda.
Oh, good morning.
So,
what are you going to call it? What do you want to talk about?
Well, we were going to talk about the Grove a little bit.
The Grove, that's right.
That was big news yesterday, and we called and said, please inform our listeners.
Well, this is not necessarily a new project. This was an initiative that started some time back to just kind of improve the appearance of the Grove and improve the maintenance of it and
You're talking about the Veterans Grove.
I'm talking about the Veterans Grove at the
Civic
Convention
Center.
Center now,
right.
Yeah. Veterans Memorial
Center.
Grove.
Right.
Okay.
So, but things kind of stalled a couple years back in that the city didn't want to do anything unless they had consensus from the veterans organization. So sometime in the spring, we just kind of got our heads together and got consensus, got the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council together with Victory Insured Through Service. It's an organization called VETS. And Joe Rivera runs that organization. He's really been the driving force behind this. And so what we wanted to do is just get some concrete around that thing so that, you know, we could get wheelchairs out there, people with walkers and that sort of thing. If they want to come out, just spend a moment or two, you know, at the Grove. So there's just, it grew from there, and there's just a lot of people that need to be recognized for that. And I don't have everybody down here. There's some donated resources, and but I would like to say that Dave McGeorge, he was a driving force behind this, and Dave was a prior city council member for Reading. He was a tremendous help. Joe Rivera and a fellow by the name of Scott Coleman. I don't know if you know Scott or not. He's the owner of Outdoor Creation.
Right. So, yeah, we know Scott. He's a great guy.
Oh, great guy. So he's donated benches. There'll be benches put out there and, of course, a little memorial.
Super. You know what? This is really cool. You know, and people that don't know who Dave Lanford is, he's the Shasta County Veterans Representative. Am I putting that exactly right?
Well, I'm a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
And let me tell you, there is nobody that fights harder or works harder than Dave Lanford. And I tell you what, if you've got anything, if any veteran out there has any question, and I'm going to just, you know, build up your workload here, Dave, come to Dave. There isn't a thing this man isn't going to try and work on and fix. So,
thanks, Carl. I appreciate that.
Well, we just want to thank you for everything you've done.
Yeah, we've got a staff of four people, and we try to do just about whatever we can for those veterans in Shasta County. So.
Well,
okay.
Thank you so much
thank
for the
you
Grove.
So much,
it's just a worthy thing, and we've always thought that it really needed to be updated, and so this is a great thing that is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. We got CVAC involved, VETS involved. Joe Rivera is a driving force. Jim Gibson. Do you know Jim Gibson?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, he's now the vice for the CVAC organization.
Okay.
And there's many contractors, so at some point when this thing is done, I'd like to just give you a whole list of those people.
Well, you know what, and I want to, and I'll put it on the website, and we'll thank people for that. And you know what? Maybe we'll just even do a remote from there someday.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know what? In fact, that's a good idea. Maybe we'll do that if we can get everybody to agree on it. We'll just do a remote from right there at the Veterans Thing when we get ready to, when the thing comes online.
That'd be super.
All right. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot.
All right, you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let me talk about my very special guest today. You know, we talk about the Iraqi war, and guess what? It hasn't been in the newspapers, and it hasn't been in the newspapers, it hasn't been in the media for a good reason, is that there's nothing happening over there, nothing that would hit the papers. A lot of good things have happened over there. You know, the Iraqis are starting to do their own, set up their own government. The amount of violence over there has dropped dramatically, and the reason it has is because of our warriors over there. And I call this the Forgotten War. And for a year that I've had this show, I try to bring our warriors on that have been there. And, you know, it doesn't affect people for the most part. I mean, oh, gosh, yeah, the Iraqi War, but how does it affect you? Well, for most people, unless you've got somebody over there or you know somebody that's very close to you that's over there, it doesn't affect you. I mean, you stop going to the water slides, you stop drinking beer on Saturdays, you stop dating, you stop going to the movies. No, of course not. Is there a meatless Thursday? No. You know, both candidates say they're going to save money when the Iraqi war is over, which, of course, is bull because we've been borrowing money. It's not like it's real money. It just keeps adding on to the deficit, and we'll talk about that someday. But today, I'm honored to have a true hero here, a warrior that's come back from Iraq. And he came back, and he was wounded when he was over there. And I've come to know Dave Mayer, and he's a hero in every sense of the word, is that his attitude and the way he is such that it makes you understand, it makes you know that there's hope in the future. when you have young men and women like this. And that's all I met when I was over there, was young men and women like David. But David's beyond that. David has sacrificed a lot for this country. And his attitude is such as that, okay, it's time to move on. Yeah, I'd like to introduce him. It's Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Dave, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us, I know that your dad lives here, Glenn, tell us what's going on.
I grew up both here and down in L.A. Uh-huh. My mom lives down in Los Angeles. My dad lives up here.
Right.
So I spent quite a few years up here with my dad learning basically how life goes. I joined the Army back in 2003.
Right.
I've been in there for about 5 years now.
And what was your occupation then?
My original MOS, or military occupational specialty, was 19 kilo. I was a tanker.
Okay, a tanker.
And I went to Iraq once with that. I spent three years as a tanker, 1 year in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
We went to Sadr City, did some both upgrades and degrades down over there.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back, they shut down my unit, so I changed MOSs again and became a military police officer. And that's what I was doing when I went down this time.
All right. So you were there the first time, what, around 2003, was it? Or was it right
after the
war?
2004, 2005.
Okay. And then you went back this time. When did you go back this last time?
I left March of this year.
March of this year. Okay.
I left in January. I got hit in March this year.
Okay. So you left in January of 08.
Mm-hmm.
And then in March of 08, something happened then.
Roger. In March 14th, I was hit by what's called an EFP. It's an explosively formed projectile. Basically, easiest way to explain it is a pipe bomb with a copper top. When the pipe bomb goes off, the copper forms into a bullet-shaped mass that's superheated and moving about the speed of a bullet. It melts rather than blast through stuff. And because it's superheated, once it melts through everything, it kind of falls apart. Not to mention everything it hits turns into shrapnel. So it's very, very dangerous. There's not too much we have that can actually
stop it. Okay, this is, you might call it like a super IED. And where an IED will hit the armor on a lot of vehicles and dissipate, and the armor will stop it. This explosively formed projectile will cut right through it. And then when it gets through, it does a lot of damage. And a lot of people are saying where this thing came from, and I'm not going to get into that. But needless to say, it's not really built in Iraq by the locals. So it hits you're in a Humvee?
No, I was in what's called the ASV. It's a four-wheeled vehicle about 1.5 times the length of a Humvee and twice the height. It's okay. A turreted vehicle instead of having, like the Humvee turrets where the gunner sticks out.
Right.
It's a completely enclosed turret.
Okay.
And that was my job. I was a gunner. I had a 50 caliber machine gun.
Uh-huh.
And what's called a 40 mic. It's a 40 millimeter fully automatic grenade launcher.
Which does a lot of good, and it's always fun to watch those things popping out there.
And what was the mission that day?
We were in a convoy, which is a group of vehicles, headed over to Baghdad.
From where?
Al-Hilla, Iraq.
Okay. So you're stationed Al-Hilla, and that day your mission, how many was it a regular mission that you all went on?
All I'm really allowed to say is that it was a convoy. We were going from point A to point B.
Okay. But, I mean, you did this all the time, these convoys.
Right.
Right. Okay.
It's part of the mission over there is
a lot of convoys.
To go from point A to point B, to let your presence be known, to go around and let the Iraqi people know that, hey, yeah, we are still here.
Right.
And what's going on there?
That's right. We ran regular convoys all the time out there, and not necessarily combat convoys, so you're always ready, but just, again, it's kind of to show the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what happened on that day, Dave?
Spots of it are a little dusty, so excuse me if it takes me a while, but we went out probably about, I don't know, halfway there, and heard a big boom. And the first thing I thought was, okay, something just happened. Because you hear the boom, and it doesn't really...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You don't realize what's going on until a couple seconds afterwards. And the first thing I saw was my TC, which is my truck commander. That's the guy in charge of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And my driver. And I noticed that there was a decent amount of blood on the side of the vehicle. So I'm sitting here, and at this time I hadn't noticed anything had happened to me. And the realization that I shouldn't be looking at the TC and the driver because I should be facing off to the side of the vehicle didn't really hit me. And I was like, okay, these guys need some help. I went to Kemi Radio, which is when I noticed I was wounded. What gave it away is my glove was torn. When I went to Kemi Radio, I saw my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't hang on to the web, which is a shield that keeps me inside the gun so I don't accidentally stick a foot out and hit it against something.
Right.
But I couldn't realize why I couldn't get up, because I was sitting on what should have been the floor of the turret.
Right.
And when I looked down, I realized that, okay, my legs had been shredded.
Okay, now we've got to take a quick break here. So what happened was Dave was... they're under patrol, and they got hit with this. And he realized that what was going on was that he had been hit pretty bad at that point. So we're going to talk some more about that, about what's happened since then, especially. And, you know, I keep saying what a great man this is, and I hope that you all realize this also when you're listening to this, is what a hero this young man is. So this is Carl Bott at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join me on the other side. Rope. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS and Free Fire Saturday. I'm joined by my young hero here, David Mayer. And David was just talking about he'd been wounded severely, and then he was in the process of being and got medevaced. So tell us what was happening then.
I got medevaced originally to a place in Iraq, and then from Iraq to... Longstuhl, from Longstuhl to Walter Reed.
Longstuhl is in Germany.
And, yeah. I don't remember anything from the point I was picked up from the Black Hawk on the battleground till the time I woke up in Walter Reed. I did things, I talked to people, but because of the medicines and everything they had me on, I don't remember anything from point A to point B.
Yeah, that happens a lot when they're being medevac like that. That's something that goes along with the wounding.
And sometimes it's a good thing.
Sometimes it's a good thing. So, okay, you made it to Walter Reed.
I've been at Walter Reed since March 18th. When I originally got there, I had my right leg still attached, but my foot was totally crushed.
Uh-huh.
And my left leg was already just a little bit below the knee, amputated there.
Right.
And then when I got there, they gave me about a 10% chance of having... ever putting weight back on my right foot again, or I could get it amputated at mid-calf and have a 100% chance of using it.
Right.
So I told him to just cut it off, let me go back to work and do what I need to do in order to heal and get out of the hospital. So they amputated it at mid-calf, so I ended up a above knee on the left and below knee on the right.
Okay.
And,
you know, we've heard... You know, you hear horrible stories about Walter Reed, you know, about that one incident that happened, you know, a while ago. And I know you've got some strong feelings here.
Yeah, Walter Reed got some bad press. They had a bad time, and they had some things they needed to fix. They fixed them. Walter Reed is the number one center for amputees right now. It is the best place that an amputee can go in order to learn how to use them. The personnel there is some of the best trained people in the world. I'm not saying in the Army, I'm saying in the world, it is the best place for amputees, because you have a lot of programs there that will help you get back on, literally get back on your feet, whether they're real or fake. You got prosthetics. And it's just, it's amazing the care you get here. The people really do care about you. They really do try to get you going. If you're a little bit lazier, they have people there that will actually kick you until you keep going. And I mean, the care I've gotten there is awesome. I went from lying in a hospital bed, fully drugged up, to walking around in a matter of months, not years. So, I mean, a lot of the people there, as long as you take advantage of what they offer, can go really, really quickly. I'm going to be there for another year and a half, still doing other things and getting surgeries and stuff like that. But my primary healing was over in a matter of months.
This is, you know, I've heard that also from, you know, about Walter Reed. But a lot of it's got to do with the soldier, with the warrior, too. And I know that you're, you know, they come to get you there when you're having some problems, don't they?
Roger. If you're having mental issues, there's always people you can talk to. You've got the chaplain. You've got the actual psychiatrists that are there. You've got friends and buddies because you're surrounded by wounded warriors. So, I mean, talking to somebody about how they got wounded and how you got wounded is real, really, really cathartic. It really does help you. It's stuff that needs to be talked about. It's stuff that needs to come out. And if you kind of
you
wall
need to
yourself
talk
up,
to,
they'll you, come and grab you.
You need to talk – when you talk with somebody that's been there, you know, you can go home and talk to everybody you want, and they're not going to understand it. You know, you talk to people who have never been in combat, they're never going to understand it. And even more so, somebody that's been wounded severely – you know, I can empathize with you. I've been there. I've seen it. And I've treated guys, but I'm not going to understand it. And now that you're with, it's group therapy at that level.
Right.
But from what I understand, I know that they come to get you when they're having problems, so you can talk to guys.
Roger. A lot of the times, if you're having some issues with one thing or another. Your sergeant, because you're still in the chain of command while you're there, your job just happens to be, instead of being an MP, instead of being a tanker, whatever, your job happens to be healing.
Yeah, getting well.
So if you're having a problem, your sergeant may come get you, or one of your psychiatrists will come down to see you, depending on what your problem is. And if they can't fix it, they'll know somebody who can, and then they'll bring them over to you.
Uh-huh.
So it's not so much, if you really have to, they can come to you rather than you going to them.
Right.
Now, it's easier usually for you to go to them because that's on your terms and everything, but they do come out to see you, and like I stay in the Malone House, which is a hotel-like structure.
Uh-huh.
And
is this a nice place?
It's a very nice place. It's got its own DFAC. It's got...
A DFAC is a dining facility.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's
that's
just
what
like,
I'm here to. I interpret.
It's just like a hotel. Beautiful rooms. For me, I need what's called a non-medical assistant or an NMA.
Uh-huh.
And so I have two beds in my room. Now, some people don't need a non-medical assistant. They've been there for a while, or the wounds don't require it. They can still
right.
do a lot of things for themselves. So they only have one bed in the same size room, so it makes a lot of room that way. But the Malone House is a very, very nice place. Think about probably a 4-star hotel. I mean, it is a very nice place.
Uh-huh. Well, look, we're getting ready to take a break here. But, hey, Redding, the phone number's here, 221-1402. I know a lot of you are just sitting there on your butt. Why don't you get up and grab a phone, give a call here, and you know, thank David for his service. I tell you what, this is an extraordinary young man we have here. And, he talks about how people come to help him, but they come to get him to go help those other warriors because of his attitude. This is Carl Bott here on Free Fire Saturday here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our phone number's here, 221-1402. Join me on the other side.
Bellissima Salon and Day Spa. Expect to be impressed. You know you have a choice. Bellissima has been described as the most elegant salon and day spa in the North State, featuring C.C. Miller, a skincare therapist specializing in Dermalogica. Imagine the ambiance of a Tuscany villa where you can be pampered by some of the North State's finest technicians. Bellissima Salon and Day Spa. Call now for your special treatment. This August, our skincare specialist is offering two for the price of one. Bellissima Salon and Day Spa, located on Old Eureka on the west side. Call now, 949-8613, for that two-for-one special. That's 949-8613, Bellissima Salon and Day Spa.
Successful hunters know big bucks move early and late, often when it's too dark for common scopes. When that monster steps out, you might see him through the scope, but the crosshairs disappear. All that work and you can't take the shot. But with a Trijicon AccuPoint scope, you'll get the shot. Its bright aiming point glows in daylight or darkness. No batteries needed. AccuPoint scopes are waterproof and nitrogen-filled. Feature multi-layer coated lenses for the brightest image. And you can adjust brightness of the aiming point to match the conditions. Adding 10 or 15 minutes to each end of the day can double the magic moments when the trophies move. You can't hit the target if you can't see the sights. Trijicon AccuPoint scopes. Check out the different models at Trijicon.com or call 1-800-338-0563. Brilliant aiming solutions from Trijicon.
You know, honey, after the show today, I want to go to breakfast to my favorite place. You know, Charlie and Lynn Moss's Country Kitchen on Hilltop. You know, I can remember when they bought Country Kitchen back in the early 90s. The love and the attention that went into every detail. You know, they make their soups from stock, the meats are broiled every day, and they have their own bakery, so all the breads are baked fresh, right there on the spot. I'm not sure if I want to have the eggs Benedict or eggs Florentine. I'm so hungry. Let's go. And you know what Lynn said? To tell all our listeners that if you mention Free Fire Saturday, she'll buy you a cup of coffee. We'll see you there. Country Kitchen on Hilltop.
Country Kitchen on Hilltop. It's got great chow and it's open from 7 to 2, 7 days a week. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Saturday here. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. I'm with David Mayer. He's a wounded warrior. He's come back. He's been telling us about what happened on him that day and then what's happened since there at Walter Reed Hospital. And the fact is that perhaps your career's not over in the Army. Is that right?
No. Hopefully I'll be able to stay in the Army. I do have some plans. I've got an internship up the Pentagon that I'm trying to get right now.
An internship at the Pentagon. Okay.
And if everything pans through, I'll spend at least another enlistment, which is 2 to 5 years in the Army.
Okay, now you go back to Walter Reed here pretty soon, don't you?
Yeah, I leave on September 6th. I'll go back to Walter Reed. I've got a surgery that needs to be done on my hand. They're going to fuse that first knuckle of my finger here.
Uh-huh.
It just broke to the point where there's not much else they can do with it, and right. I can't use a finger. So.
Uh-huh.
But once the surgery's done, I'll go to one more class and then start my internship.
Well, that's great. You know, attitude. We talk about a can-do attitude, a winning attitude. And, David, you have it. I tell you what, it's from the time I met you, and I was hearing about you before I met you. You know, we all hang around there at, Tobacco and Brew and a bunch of old reprobates, but almost all are veterans, been in combat at one time or the other. And that's kind of like our that's our group therapy, too. You know, it's just like you were talking about. You know, you sit around and end up talking. And I heard about you, and then I met you. And I can't tell you enough about first, it's an honor to meet you and to know you. But your attitude, that's what it is. There's no feeling sorry for Dave here. You don't get that at all. What you get is the fact is, hey, I was a warrior. I fought for my country. I got wounded. So what? Life goes on. It's time to move on with that.
Well, that's just to speak on that real quick, that's one thing I've never understood. You have two choices in life. You can go through life thinking, okay, oh my God, poor me, oh, this happened to me, or you can get over it. And if you get over it, you can get on with your life. Now, I know some people have a hard time doing that, but to me personally, there's no choice in that. You have to drive on, because if you don't, you're not going anywhere. There's no point to it.
There you go. You know, you can play turtle and roll over on your back and stay there and feel sorry for yourself the rest of your life, or you can take the responsibility for your life, and I'm really big on taking responsibility, which you have, and you're moving forward. Let's go to the phones here. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What can we talk about today, John?
Well, what we can talk about is I would like to just thank David for being the person that he is and standing up and being a warrior.
Thank
and
you.
For his commitment to the United States. He sounds like a wonderful person. David, I wish you all the success in the world in the future. It sounds like you're right on course for making it all the way through. Have a great life, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, John, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. You know, as I've told people here for the last year, is that, warriors don't want their asses kissed. They want... Maybe you should blink that one. Okay, maybe not. Okay.
It's done.
It's done.
It's live.
They don't want their butts kissed. You know what they want? They want to be able to do their jobs, give them the equipment it takes to do it. And if you want to really help a warrior, just say thanks. Just go up to them. I do it. I'll see somebody in uniform. I don't care where it's at. I'll go over and thank them. Yeah, they may never even been to combat. They're younger than almost young enough to be younger than my daughter. Hey, I don't care. Thanks for what you're doing. That's all they ask for. I mean, they're not even asking for that. How hard is it to do that, people? It's not hard at all. And you know what? It's greatly appreciated. So, John, what you just did was great. And So we're talking about now. So okay, if you've got the rest of your enlistment, we've got at least another year there at Walter Reed. You know, the funny thing is that the people that complain the most, you know, without finding out the facts, are people who've never, you know, even been in the service.
Right.
You know, no matter whatever happens, and I can tell you right now, you're going to be a success. The fact is that you've got a buy-in. You've bought in this country. There are so many people, and I don't mean to get up on a soapbox. I don't want to do that. I don't want to take away from you. They don't have a buy-in. It's so easy for them to say, "Oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong." But they haven't. They haven't given anything to this country. They haven't even volunteered to help at a hospital. They haven't volunteered to help at kids after school. They haven't done anything. But they sit there and they nitpick. They don't have that buy-in. And there's some people that are never going to have to worry about what they've done for this country or who they are. And that's you, David. You'll never have to worry about that. And people that know you, you know, salute you.
Thank you very much.
Well, okay, now.
That's one of the great prides that we have for doing this show, so that we can express our honor to our veterans. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, and like I said, you know, sometimes it's so easy to forget what's going over there. And the reason that there's nothing going on, or you see in the papers about Iraq, or why they're coming out with that timeline now being able to leave, is because of people like David and his fellow soldiers, Marines, sailors, airmen, are all over there. You know, and now we're going to be leaving Iraq. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I told everybody a year ago when we saw this thing happen is that we were going to be out of Iraq in the next 2 years. And because you could see it happening, you could see the Iraqis were taking over. So it's one of those good news, bad news things. Okay, Marines, good news is we're leaving Iraq. Okay, the bad news is we're going straight to Afghanistan. So, and we'll clean that up too. And you say what you want, but we've done a whole lot to stop terror and a whole lot to stop attacks in the United States thanks to men like you. So, David, is there anything you'd like to say right here before we finish this?
Nah, I'd just like to say thank you. And I mean, to me, being in the military was a job. It's a job that I did well. It's a job that I want to continue on doing well. I flourished in the military. It's given back at least 150% of what I've put into it. I have the thanks from people like you. I have a lot of support. I have a group of people that I can be brothers and sisters with, an extended family, if you will, for the rest of my life. So I don't look at it like I sacrificed for my country. I gave my legs up for my country. Okay, that's not something I specifically wanted to do, but it doesn't haunt me like it does some people. I definitely don't feel bad about it. I got 150% back of what I put in. So I never will say that, okay, the system didn't do me right.
You know what?
Wow.
What can you say about that? I mean, what can you say about a 30-year-old man that just said that? I mean, that's what I've said. That's when I first met Dave. What a hero. Great attitude.
We got the calls coming in.
We're going to have to take a quick break here. But, you know, Dave, why don't we just hang in here? I was going to kick him out of here. Why don't we just hang in here for a few minutes here?
Okay.
And then, well, after we do these sell whatever we're selling here, we'll come on back in.
To our generous sponsors.
Yeah, you know what? That's the other thing, people. Without these sponsors,
we couldn't do our show.
And we can't thank people like David. So, it's Carl Bott, Free Fire Saturday. Join me on the other side.
Ready.
This is Carl Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Saturday. Let's go to the phones. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, we're peachy here.
Good.
What can I do for you?
Well, Carl, this is probably a real timely phone call with David on there. I am calling about an event coming up here in Reading called Patriot Golf Day.
Great.
I just was hoping I could tell you a little bit about it.
Okay, why don't you tell me about it quick, because I've got people on the phone.
Okay,
and
Patriot Golf Day.
Let me help you.
Patriot Golf Day is going to be actually an event that all of the golf courses in the area from Mount Shasta to Corning are going to participate in, collecting donations for Folds of Honor Foundation, set up by Dan Rooney, an F-16 Air National Guard pilot who's actually going over for his third tour in Iraq. He's also a PGA member. He wanted to give back to those soldiers that have lost everything. So he wants to raise money for educational scholarships for the families of those soldiers serving in Iraq and Afghanistan who have either been injured or deceased.
Great. Okay, so what happens is they go to, when they're playing golf, they can donate money at that place, right?
Yes. Wherever their favorite golf facility is in the North State, they can donate money. They can also get involved in the raffles that some of the golf courses are doing. They can get involved in playing in the little sweeps. Buying hot dogs, whatever the golf course is offering to be able to donate the money. The money all goes to foldsofhonor.org, and if anyone's interested, they can go onto that website and check out Dan Rooney, or they can go to playgolfamerica.com and punch in Patriot Golf Day, and you can find
out
more about it.
And when's that going to be, Cheryl?
Going to be Labor Day weekend. We'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Cheryl, thank you so much. And we're going to have it. It'll be on my website, too.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cheryl, no, thank you for doing this.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Okay, Bill, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Carl? Listen, I wanted to thank Dave and just say God bless him. And I just wish him the best. And I also want to thank him for the sacrifices that he made. And thank the Patriot Guard and all the people that came out to Reading Airport to welcome him back. I never knew there was that many Harleys in Reading.
Oh, there's a lot of Harleys in Reading. I tell you, there's a lot of Patriots in Reading. They're not just riding Harleys, I tell you
that.
Thank you very much. Hey, thank you, Bill. Okay, you know what? That's true. I guess there was a lot of people out there at the Reading Airport. But, you know, since I've met David, I can't tell you an uplift it is. I mean, here's a young man that lost two of his legs, but doesn't feel like the world owes him things. He doesn't even, as he said, he doesn't feel like it's a sacrifice. It's something that happened. He just as soon wished it didn't happen, but you know what? Let's get on with our lives. That's what people think about you, David, is that they're thanking you. You're a hero.
And I always truly appreciate when someone stops by and says it, says thank you. I always thank them for their support. If they're a veteran, I always, especially if they're a Vietnam veteran, I always welcome them back and then say thank you to them also, because these are guys, the Vietnam vets are the majority of the reason of why we're getting so good help is because they didn't, and they didn't want it to do it again.
Well, you know, I tell you what, you know, we learned a whole lot from that Vietnam War, and a whole lot. And I'll tell you something else, we learned a lot from every war since then. I talked about it one time about how even the medical care has changed so much. I've been in a number of wars, and this last one, the way we were trained and the things that we were carrying was so much better than just from a few years before that.
Very true.
So, and again, David, we want to thank you again. I know you're going back on September 6th. Anybody that gets to meet this man, you're a fortunate person, I'll tell you that. And his father's here, Glenn. You know, you've got a lot to be proud of, and which you are, by the way. And so, okay, if you happen to come down to Tobacco and Brew sometime, you'll see David. Let's come in and say hello. In fact, he's going there right today, right after this, as we are. So if you have a chance, come on, stop by and say hello to David. Meet quite an extraordinary young man. Again, David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, Linda. Understand, we've got like a minute left that there's the police are cracking down on some real lawbreakers.
Well, we just want to remind you that there was 156 tickets given for talking on your cell phone this last week. I could have been one of those because I was looking around looking to see if I was going to get busted. I try to put it on speakerphone and talk far away from it, but I'm just not cool enough. I stick it up on my ear every now and then. I'm just not. So Bluetooth it is, just be aware. And also go to freefireradio.com. Cheryl will have the information up about the golf tournament and also pictures of David's in-studio guest appearance today.
Okay, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? See you next week.
Your number one source for news and information in Shasta County. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS, Reading. It's 8 o'clock.